The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Shadate Hargett Hill from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to another edition of Community Connections. Every month, we'll introduce you to people in the community who are making a difference. We also take time out to spotlight one of our own TRRS volunteers.
Community Connections is underwritten by RBR Physical Therapy,
located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Call 919-917-7729 for an appointment.
For more information, go to www.rbrpt.com.
Today, our guest is Lauren Tappan. She has worked as a counselor, teacher, writer, and has been a professional student most of her life. Lauren co-taught a class with John Logan at Ollie Duke Learning and Retirement. The subject of that class was assistive technology, and it was called New Glasses for Old Eyes. Their blog came out of this class, and the name of that blog is lvatug.wordpress.com, standing for Low Vision Assistive Technology Users Group. Lauren is low vision herself, and as you guys will soon find out, she's a great resource for local low vision services. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have Stargardt's. I've had Stargardt's since I was in my 20s, and it affects my central vision, but it doesn't get worse, it doesn't get better.
How long have you had that?
Since my 20s. I have to say that one of the reasons that I got involved in this kind of work that I'm doing now in this interview is because it was clear to me that I had to become my own advocate. When I was first diagnosed with Stargardt's, as it happens with most people with similar condition, the optometrist and the ophthalmologist just gave me a diagnosis, said that no glasses would do, be able to help me. They said, thank you very much, give me your money and go away. So my experience has been that most people that see ophthalmologists and optometrists with a diagnosis of glaucoma or diabetic retinopathy, or it could be anything from retinitis pigmentosa, etc., and none of these doctors that I've talked to have provided their patients with any information or resources or what in the world they should do with this information. So people will then leave the office and slowly begin to realize that their independence and the way of the living that they've had in the past is no longer there, and that they are now on their own and in a world that they don't know anything about.
Right.
And unless you are your own advocate and begin to see what resources are available, then you are just kind of left in the dark, literally and figuratively in the dark.
Absolutely. And being that that's the case, there are a lot of services out there, community resources that are out there for people that are low vision. And you're going to tell us a little bit about those community resources.
I'm just going to mention just a few of them in this area. So this is we're talking about the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area in North Carolina. So the first one, of course, is my blog, which is lvatug.wordpress.com, which has a lot of resources as far as clinical trials that are being done, macular degeneration and other kinds of eye conditions, medical information, and also details and links to assistive devices that will be helpful. Of course, the Duke Eye Center is a very good resource, and I highly recommend contact Faye Tripp at the Duke Eye Center in the Low Vision Clinic, because as an example, there are many devices that are out there that could be of some help, and they will let you try these glasses out. There's a glasses called eSight, and one is called Iris Vision. And these two glasses, as an example, are new devices that they have that are like physical glasses you can put on your eyes, and it will help some people with near and far sight vision who can't see anything at this point. So you might give that a try. I personally think that it would be best not to purchase any of these devices until you've had a chance to try them out and actually see them physically if they work for you. Another resource that I highly recommend is Therapeutic Solutions in Raleigh. Therapeutic Solutions is a business that has low vision occupational therapists that will come to your home, and a Medicare will pay for the visits, and low vision occupational therapists will take an individual look at your living situation, your own personal situation, and will give you many, many, many suggestions on how it is that you can improve your independence where you're living. As an example, I had a low vision occupational therapist that came to my home and showed me how to use the low vision apps that I'm going to describe to you later on in this program, and these apps have given me a lot more independence than I've had before. So I would highly recommend Therapeutic Solutions in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We have actually had the owner here,
right,
Tamiko Faison,
to talk about it. So if you are connected with Radio Reading Service, maybe you can see more about what that program is about. Another resource in Raleigh is Partnerships in Assistive Technology. They do have a lot of assistive devices. I think they do a conference. I'm not sure if they still do, but Partnerships in Assistive Technology. Another one is National Federation of the Blind is another good resource. Another community resource, the North Carolina Blind Lions. They have a blind and low vision support group that meets in Durham at the Lions Club. I think it's the first Friday of every month, and Jim Turner is a contact person. It's 1850 Hillendale Road in Durham. I think it's the first Friday of every month. If you go to the North Carolina Blind Lions on the website, you will get more details about that support group meeting. And then I highly recommend connecting with the Community Low Vision Center, which is located 3 blocks from Duke Eye Center in Durham. Person to contact would be Lynn Shields, and I think their address is 2816 Irwin Road, Suite 201 in Durham. I highly recommend contacting Lynn. They have quite a few assistive devices to look at while you are there. These are just a few of the local resources. There are several other ones, but I'll stop at that point.
Okay. With those community resources, other things that are very important also, some of the apps.
As I mentioned, Low Vision Occupational Therapists from Therapeutic Solutions in Raleigh has spent some time with me going over some of the assistive devices, cell phone and iPad devices that have been extremely helpful for me now. If you decide that you want to go in that direction, I highly recommend that you do that with a low vision occupational therapist, because there are a lot of little details that you might not want to do on your own. So as an example, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my iPad as an example. It's called the iPad Pro, and I think you'll see a picture of it on Facebook. It's about the size, I think it's 10 and a fourth by 7 and 3/4, so it's quite large. The screen size is about the size of an 8 by 10 photo. And I use my iPad for all kinds of things with the help of the low vision occupational therapist. There's something called VoiceOver, which is an accessibility feature that they have on the iPad, which I'm sure many people, if you use a cell phone, the same thing. The cell phone and the iPad are very similar. The reason I started out with this large iPad is I thought by experimenting with a large iPad, then I would be able to then translate that information onto my cell phone. So I use a cell phone and an iPad for some of these things. So as an example, I use my iPad with an app. It's called Lyft Ride. Lyft is the same thing as Uber. It's just a little more user-friendly. When I use this app on my iPad, immediately will show on where I'm located, and then type in the destination. And then it will show several cars around where I am located. And then a car will be identified, and it will show me that the car will be there in 7 to 9 minutes or something. I've never waited longer than 9 minutes for a ride with Lyft. That's a big thing, because I have found that the kind of services, transportation that is a public transportation for people with disabilities or are unable to drive have been very, very so poor that I am unable to use them. So and taxis are more expensive, so the Lyft ride is actually quite wonderful. Only wait 9 minutes and they will send you a receipt immediately. And the drivers have been very, very helpful and kind. You can get it on your cell phone or your iPad, and you can use Lyft Ride to get around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper than a taxi, and it's certainly 9 minutes wait as opposed to waiting for an entire day, hopefully, for a public transportation to arrive. Another app that I have on my iPad is called, which I use a lot, which is I use a Google app, and I use a voice recognition on the Google app, which means on my iPad and also my cell phone that I'm able to go to the Google app and can ask all kinds of questions. Asked the Google app what the weather would be like. I also asked for information on a movie. And all that came to me in about 5 seconds, as opposed to not being able to get that information at all. So Google apps, very, very helpful with voice recognition. I also use the iPad with a GPS app, which the GPS app will then get me. I can also use that as a way to get me around. I can tell the Google app will say I'm located at this location and will describe how to get to where I'm headed. Also, the photo, I use the photo feature on the app. I use my iPad again for books. It's another apps on the iPad, which is the North Carolina Library for the Blind. There's something called Bard, B-A-R-D, which is another app for downloading books. I use an iBook app. I use a Kindle app, and I now have about 15 books that I'm reading on the iPad, which I would not be able to read otherwise. And your low vision occupational therapist can show you how to navigate through these different systems of reading books. One thing I wanted to make sure I pass this on, that I have on my cell phone, this has been very helpful. I'm able, using the iPad and the cell phone, I've been able to put all my contacts of individuals that I know with their names, their phone numbers, their email addresses. So now with my cell phone, I'm able to go directly to the cell phone and I can say, call Radio Reading Service, and immediately Radio Reading Service will be dialed. This is big for me because it takes me, without having that service, without being able to just use voice recognition, it takes me maybe sometimes a half an hour to find a phone number, and to be able to read it. So to have that kind of voice recognition for being able to do that with cell phones is huge. And these are a few other apps I just want to mention, and I have these on my cell phone. One is called Seeing AI, and that's spelled S-E-E-I-N-G-A-I, Seeing AI. This is a wonderful app. I highly recommend this app. You can get it on your iPad and also on your cell phone. It's very easy. There's no learning curve to it. You just hold the cell phone over any text, short text or documents, and it will be read immediately. You can also use this app and hold the app up against a product like a vitamin or a vitamin pill or any kinds of medications, or take it to the grocery store, and you can hold your cell phone up against that product and it will read you what that product is and sometimes give you more details about the product. This app will also, you can take a picture of a person and the app will describe that individual. If you are in a room with lots of other people, you can find the person you're looking for using that. It's called Seeing AI, S-E-E-I-N-G-A-I, which is the best app I've seen for this kind of text reading.
Okay.
And there's just a few other ones. One is called Supervision Plus, which is a magnification app, which I highly recommend. That's a one to consider, but there are several magnification apps.
So in the process of having these different community resources as well as apps and devices, you got to have some place to be with like-minded people who understand what you're going through, and that's a support group.
You know, the groups of the individuals that I have that I talk with along these lines, I've sort of developed contact with them over these years. I don't have an official support group. I have several suggestions of ways and places that I would like like to see things happen for people with low vision.
But before we run out of time, I want to get through the projects that you wanted to discuss.
Yes, there's two projects that I think would be a wonderful thing for individuals who have interest in time to pursue. I would love to see an organization or individuals take on a project where there would be some way that we could do a trade in or exchange or sell different accessibility equipment. As an example, sometimes you have a CCTV that you have been upgraded, that you have now another assistive device that actually is working better for you than the old CCTV that you had, and it would be a wonderful way, wonderful to have a system in place where an effective exchange of these devices. Another project that I'd love to see happen is a reading circle. There's a library on Cape Cod called the Brooks Free Library in Harwich, Massachusetts, and they have something called a reading circle. So they have individuals with low vision that come to the library and they spend the morning with readers reading them newspapers and other kinds of community information that is very, very helpful. So I highly recommend you can contact the Brooks Free Library to find out more about this. And their phone number is 508-430-7562. Also want to tell you about my blog that John Logan and I have, and it is called lvatug.wordpress.com. lvatug.wordpress.com. I highly recommend to keep up with what's going on with low vision assistive technology and medical processes, clinical trials for people with low vision. And I definitely wanted to say one last thing, which is a thank you beyond my ability to thank John Logan and my husband John Tappan for all of their help, which I could not have done any of this without them.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. I was going to ask you about your support system. You went right to it. You gave me that information.
Oh, okay. And then the other thing that I do, and also I cannot list all the people that have been that do help me or that have helped me in the past, but I do have readers of my own who come and read to me and do other kinds of things for me at my home. Been very, very helpful. I can't list all of them. There are too many to list. But that also, thank you.
Yeah. Well, Lauren Tappan, she's a blogger. And again, she gave you her website, blogging lvatug.wordpress.com. And it's a great service. It's helping low vision community all over. Thank you so much for being here and sharing so much information. You guys, I told you at the beginning she had a lot of information, and I think in this last half hour she gave us so much. Check out her blog and be encouraged. There is services out there, and there are great people like Lauren that's out there to help. It's now time to spotlight the Volunteer of the Month. Well, we have come to the best part of Community Connections, is where we feature a Volunteer of the Month. And today we are highlighting Dick Hayden, who is our Volunteer of the Month. Hey, Dick. Yay.
Hey, Shay. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. I'm glad to have you here on Community Connections for the Volunteer of the Month. And I just want to ask you a few questions about how did you get started with us?
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I started, about 6 years ago. We were living in Washington, D.C. area prior to that, and I had been interested in reading for the blind, but was not able to get connected with the station that they had up there. So when we moved here, I just sort of heard about it again here. I didn't know that we had a reading service in this area. Mm-hmm. Found out about it, made contact, got an audition, and lo and behold, beyond my greatest belief, I was accepted, and we just started reading.
Yes, and I think I remember you. Actually, I had started volunteering in 2012, so I remember meeting you
yes.
for the very first time, and I thought you was a crazy, crazy guy.
Well, that I am. But people have used other descriptors also, but that's a pretty good one.
I'm being mild about that.
You are.
Well, I will say that it's been an honor working with you, because I've worked with you sometimes as a fill-in person. And so you have a morning show that you do.
That's right. On Monday morning, Dee Hauver and I do the Monday morning news from 9:30 until 11:30, reading the News and Observer, as well as selections from the Greenville Daily Register, the New Bern Sun Journal, and the Wilmington Star News.
Yeah, those are new ones that's been added not too long ago. So
that's right.
We're hitting that Eastern Carolina area, Eastern North Carolina area.
And it's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure. And did you think that when you first started volunteering here that you would end up having your own show?
Well, I don't have my own show. It's the Dee and Dick show.
Oh, it's the Dee. That's right.
Dee
it is.
And Dick.
Dee is the queen.
Yeah,
she's
the
queen.
Is.
Yes,
she is. The
reason
I say that is Dee has been reading for about 15 years or
so. Yes, yes.
And her reading partner retired shortly before I got here. And
yes.
I was filling in on this program and that program and the next program. And I read with her one day. And as I understand it, she asked the executive director, May Tran, if she would consider having me be joining her to be her partner. And they asked me, and I said, you got it.
Says a lot about you, Dick.
No, it says a lot about Dee.
Yeah, true enough. But, you know,
she likes punishment, and she puts up with a lot when we're on the radio together.
Well, you guys are a good team, so that makes a difference. You know, Monday mornings, we know we can always listen to Dee and Dick, and you guys do such a fabulous job feeding off of each other, reading the news and everything, so you guys do a great job.
We both come to it from somewhat of a similar background of interest. Dee has had vision problems in her family.
Yes.
And I've had vision problems in my family. We're talking about parents here.
Yes.
Things of that nature. And it's what brought us both to the opportunity to serve others.
Yes.
By bringing them information. As we say here, we breathe words into your life.
That's exactly what we do.
That's much of the attraction for being here, is helping out.
Yes. And I tell you, with you guys being here and giving us the service that you do, I think our audience will agree with us. And a lot of them have called, and a lot of them do listen on Monday. That's one of their favorite shows, I've heard, that they like listening to you and Dee on Monday. So they tune in specifically for you guys. And like I've said before, there are certain shows that people tune into. And if that person is not on air, we'll hear about it. That's Mr. Bob with his grocery store ads.
Yes,
everybody loves those grocery store ads. And it's Mondays with Dee and Dick, because I've heard you guys start out their week. And if you guys aren't starting off their week right, it's not going to be good.
Well, thank you. We try. We certainly do try. I know one person who listens a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's Spencer Howe.
Yes, he does.
Spencer, if you're out there, hello. Spencer was on our morning show one day, and he was operating the board, and we were doing the reading.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Spencer, you were great. I told you then. I still believe it.
Oh,
and I'm looking forward to the time when Spencer can come back and join us again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And trust me, I know he's going to be looking out for that. And as he has told me before, he loves the volunteer of the months that I do for Community Connections. So he's going to get a kick out of this one, because we mentioned him on this one. So he's going to adore that.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Dick, if there was someone out there that did not know about Triangle Radio Reading Service and you wanted to let them know what we do, what we're about, and what would you say to them?
Well, I would say there's two things that you could do. One would be to give us a call on the phone, 919-832-5138.
Yes.
And we can tell you all about our services. The other one is go to our website, www.trianglereadingservice.org. You can find out a lot of information there. What it boils down to is we can bring you information from newspapers, not only local or regional newspapers, but things like the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring you magazines, even book excerpts that are recorded by volunteers and then broadcast. Mm-hmm. We have our live news broadcasts morning, noon, and evening.
Yes.
And then we have the recorded broadcast for the rest of the day so that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's exactly right.
We are here.
Exactly right. And go ahead.
I was going to say, and we are here because it's your station. And I don't mean you, Shay. I mean
not
you.
Not mine?
No, I mean you who are out there listening. This is your reading service.
Absolutely.
Your Triangle Radio reading service. You can receive our signal via a sub-channel radio broadcast through special receivers that we loan out to people. You don't have to buy them. Throughout the, part of the area. And the rest of the area, the rest of the region, the rest of the state, the rest of the world, everybody can tune in live through our website, www.triangleratingsreadingservice.org, by clicking on the Listen Live button in the upper right-hand corner.
You know what, Dick? You're so good at doing that. You're so good at informing our audience.
Well, I want everybody to take advantage of this. It's such a great program.
It really
is. And if
is.
You know somebody, if you know somebody who would like to hear this information, tell them about it, too.
Absolutely.
Let them know. You don't have to be visually impaired or blind in order to have this service. In fact, I got a call from a woman when I was manning the switchboard one day.
Yeah.
She was from Miami, Florida, and she had heard about this, and she wasn't visually impaired, but she heard about what we did. And she said, how can I possibly listen to that? I want to know it, because I used to live in the North Carolina area.
Yeah.
So I told her, get out your computer, and there you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how many people that we get from different cities and states and countries that actually have contacted us and say that they listen to us.
That's
so that's
right.
a wonderful thing. That's an awesome thing.
And for you folks who are visually impaired, if you have a family member or a friend who may be overseas serving in the military.
Yes.
You can let them know that they can get news from home by going online.
Awesome.
Logging in and listening to exactly what you yourself are listening to about what's happening here at home. So we hope that everybody enjoys it.
Well, I have enjoyed talking to you, Mr. Dick Hayden. Thank you so much for bringing joy to our audience here and our listeners of Triangle Radio Reading Service every Monday.
Shay, you don't need to thank me. I thank you, and I thank the reading service, and I thank every one of our listeners for giving me the opportunity to serve all of you.
And that is Dick Hayden, our Volunteer of the Month. Love you, Dick.
The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired.
The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org.
Community Connections is underwritten by RBR Physical Therapy.
Located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Call 919-917-7729 for an appointment.
For more information, go to www.rbrpt.com.
Limp in
and leap out.
You've been listening to Community Connections. I'm Shadate Hargett-Hill. See you next time on the radio.